that really is kind of what draws people to, well, especially just the TV show, obviously, but the drug court in general. Just, I mean, it's attracted the CEO of the National Association of Drug Court Professionals. He's come out to Fayetteville to visit it. There's a lot of unique aspects to the drug court, including the fact that Marianne Gunn, the judge who's in charge of it, takes the drug court to different schools around the Fayetteville area. But that TV show really, you know, is something that really draws people's attention. And it's interesting, when I talk to people in Fayetteville, they think that every drug court is like that. Every drug court has its own TV show, but it's really unique to that area. They're the only one that I know of out of over 2,000 in the country that have their own TV show.
Well, putting a drug court session on television does raise some eyebrows for some and some ethical questions for others.
Right. I think the purpose that I've heard over and over, and what Judge Gunn has told me and told other people, is that it's an educational program, in some ways kind of a cautionary tale, like, hey, kids, you know, this could be you if you go down the wrong path, so stay away from drugs, that type of thing. And I know the drug court CEO, Wes Huddleston, when I talked to him, he said that it also lets people see what the justice system is like on the inside. Say, you know, if you can't get to the courtroom, you can see justice being done well. He actually says that in my film. So there's some educational benefit to it. But there's also some ethical considerations. And I've heard people question whether the participants actually want to be on TV, are completely okay with it, or whether they feel that it might just curry favor with Judge Gunn. I think most of the participants, from just, you know, in my layman's opinion, I think most of them are okay with it. They get used to the cameras, and I've talked to more than a few of them, and they seem to be okay with it. But there is, you know, there just are those questions that I think that you need to look at. But overall, I think it's a good program, and I think that the TV show has probably done more help than harm.
Not every person who goes to this drug court ends up on television.
No, they edit out minors. They edit out. They've had to edit out undercover police officers. But as far as the participants, you say, hey, I want to be on TV or I don't want to be on TV, and so it's not completely raw. They do edit it. They'll edit out certain people that don't want to be on there. So yeah, it's pretty much their option.
I would imagine, since this is a drug court that does have much of its content end up on television sets around the region, that when you approached Judge Gunn and others to do the documentary, you were met with approval.
Well, I mean, I think it's always an ongoing process whenever you, and you know this as a journalist, what you're doing as a journalist, and I just consider documentary long-form journalism, you're asking them to kind of accommodate you. And so it's always a process where, you know, well, what's he up to, or what are you really trying to do here? What's your purpose in this film? But yeah, I mean, for the most part, they're welcoming. And like you, I think, were hinting, they're used to having cameras around. I mean, now, my film is a little different because I go behind the scenes where the cameras don't normally go. So there are some, I was able to be in on some staffing meetings that are usually off limits to cameras, where these staffing meetings are the counselors and the probation officers and the judge and the whole drug court treatment team. They gather together before each drug court and they decide, okay, you know, who are we thinking that we're going to kick out of the program? Who are we thinking is doing well? Who are we thinking is not doing well? And it's interesting because a lot of the decisions she makes in court, 90% of those decisions have kind of been made in the pre-staffing meetings. So those are pretty important meetings. So I was able to be on hand for those. And then also in the judges' chambers, when Judge Gunn, in the film, Judge Gunn has had a really long day, two drug court sessions, which is pretty normal, but I think longer than normal, and she's kind of winding down, and you know, what's this all mean? How does she feel after this crazy day? I mean, it seems like every day is crazy in drug court, but, you know, I've had to kick people out of the program. I've had to yell at people. I've had to congratulate people. It's just this emotional roller coaster. You know, how does that feel for a judge after all that happens? And I think, you know, that's one of the more interesting parts of the film. So, they were great. I was able to, you know, access a lot of things that I think people will find interesting. Maybe that people have seen the show or know about it, but kind of, you know, they get a little more information about what goes on behind the scenes.
The documentary has appeared on UATV for those people who have Cox Cable System in Northwest Arkansas. It also had a premiere in Northwest Arkansas. What kind of feedback did you have from participants and viewers after the initial showing?
You know, it's funny, as I've only made two films, and I guess it's similar to when you're a reporter. I was a TV reporter for about 8 years before I got into any kind of documentary filmmaking. But especially with films, when you put so much work into one, you know, piece, you never really know how, you know, how the principals, how the people in the film are going to take it. But the response has been just about all positive, which is really a relief to me. I'm glad that people see kind of the educational benefit of just the show and my film. And I kind of feel like this film is not necessarily keeping up the fight, but I do want to highlight drug court. And I think it's a good program, and I just, if nothing else, I hope people learn about it. So the response, you know, has been pretty positive. The participants seem to be okay with it, and those are the people who are really affected by drug court, and so their opinion matters more than probably anybody's.
You teach at Arkansas State now. You have journalism students. You're going to have them watch your work?
Yeah, I have shown my documentary in a couple classes. I showed the documentary in my mass communications class, which is kind of a broad overview class, and also bits and pieces in my TV reporting classes. So, yeah, I've shown it to them, and you know, they've had a positive response. So I'm glad about that too.